Fighters. Good morning. Welcome to the 5 a.m. fight. And today, I want to talk a little bit about getting ghosted. Man, it's happened to all of us, hasn't it? It's happened to all of us in the sales process. You know, you go out there, you meet with somebody, and they like you, and you have a great conversation, and everything's all great. And then, you know what happens? You know, you send your price over, and it's like they turn into Casper the fucking ghost, and they're nowhere to be found. It's like they're a ghost, and they're in witness protection program. They're blowing you off. They're ghosting you. They're not calling you back. Well, that's really, really common. Let me flip it here a minute, because we're all about implementation and execution here and getting results. And I'm seeing this over and over and over and over again in the small business world to begin with, or as a whole, not just contractors, but it applies here big time. Guys, you got to ask yourself, you know, you hate getting ghosted, but are you ghosting your clients? Okay. And you're like, fuck no, Tom, I would never do that. But let me share some ways that you ghost your clients. And guys, this is really all about, you want to be more successful, honor your commitments, right? If you have a form on your website and somebody fills it out, you're basically saying, hey, we're going to get back in touch with you in a timely manner. And a timely manner to me is the same fucking day, if not within an hour. It's not 2 weeks from now. I called 4 electricians over the last 3 weeks. I'm selling a house, just closed on it today, getting rid of a house. And I needed a Federal Pacific panel replaced, or, you know, because they're outdated or whatever the fucking word I'm looking for is, okay? And they're pieces of shit. It's an old house. And this thing needs to be done. Called 4 electricians, left 4 messages. One guy called me back 2.5 weeks later. Guys, that's what consumers are used to. That's the impression consumers have with contractors, is we don't honor our fucking commitments. Okay? We don't show up when we say we're going to show up. We don't send the thing when we say we're going to send the thing, whatever the thing is. Time and time and time again. Just today, one of our kids here is having a birthday this week. We're looking to order a cake. I go onto somebody's Facebook page. Okay, well, and two things. We go to their website. There's a pop-up that comes up. We keep X-ing out the pop-up. It keeps popping up. We can't look at anything on their website. So I'm like, all right, let's go to social media. So I go to Facebook to look at the company there, and I fill out a thing on their Facebook page. I send them a message going, hey, in fact, I'll read you the message. The message is right fucking here. I have it in front of me. I literally said, trying to look at your website and buy something from you, but it won't work. We get to the site, then pop-ups that don't allow us to look at anything. It's a bummer. Tried on multiple devices. Had to do another company. I get an autoresponder. This is where I'm ghosted, guys. Thanks for your message. Due to the high volume of requests, we can no longer accept requests through Facebook. Please email us or call us. Blah, 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 blah. Guys, two things, so many things here. Number one, if you're going to have a company Facebook page, then respond to the damn thing. All right? And I get it. I get dozens of messages a day, and most of them, if they're not connected to me or like the page or whatever, they go to a spam messages thing that I don't sometimes see right away. So guys, I'm not sitting here going, I'm faultless in this. This is something I think we all got to work on. But if we're going to have a company Facebook page, then you got to monitor that motherfucker. Okay. You got to respond to people. And then the other thing with this auto reply message, okay, it's great. I got an auto reply, but you gave me another fucking to do. Now I got to either email you and dig that shit up, or I got to pick up the phone, when I preferred to just go, hey, I want a cake. You guys get the point here? We ghost our clients all the time as small business owners if we're not careful. So honor your commitments that you're making. If you have a website, respond to the website. Make it easy to use. If you're going to have a fucking phone number, answer the phone. If you're going to, somebody's going to fill something out on your website, or a lead comes in or whatever it is, guys, 24 hours is not good enough in our world. I have moved on. I can't tell you how many times, and some of you are like, yeah, that's you, Reber. You know, you're impatient, you're an asshole or whatever it is. No. I talk to people all the time that move on from a company because they simply don't get to connect with a fucking human being. I've also seen it where some of y'all are so damn automated that it's like launching a freaking space shuttle to get in touch with your company and fill a form out. Okay. So guys, make it simple for people. Reply like yesterday, be Johnny on the spot. Quit ghosting your clients, and you're going to make a lot more money. I promise you. All right? So, guys, listen. This is all, the things I'm talking about here are all part of your sales process. You know, yeah, it's about the lead intake and all that shit, but ultimately, this is about a sales process and having a process that serves you so that, number one, you ain't ghosting people that are reaching out to you. Number two, you ain't getting ghosted later. So if you want to learn more how to sell like a badass motherfucker, head to thecontractorfight.com/bridge and sack up, get some training, learn how to practice, learn how to rehearse, learn how to gain confidence as a salesperson. ContractorSalesAcademy.com/bridge. You guys rock. I got to roll. We'll see you.